Next up, we have another one of our spoken word pros. Oh, that was a double entendre. Spoken word pros. Oh, with some accompaniment? It's a what? Okay, so we have some prose. No, we have a poem. Nope. What are we doing? We have Cheryl and Steve and a poem and some music. And it's going to be good because she's a wonderful poet and he's a wonderful musician. And so I'm going to shut up and let them perform. Let's give them a hand. Cheryl and Steve.
Thank you. And very quickly, I'm looking forward to joining Ellen Sunday night and May 16th, Camille Breeze at Wake Up and Smell the Poetry. I am happy birthday to John Boehmer. Happy welcome to Steve and Rosemary Rapson. I am sad that it is one of Laura's perhaps last open mics in the area, and to say goodbye to Laura for now. We will miss you, Laura Gold. I'm sorry, but we will miss you. All right. Yes. Oh, okay. October 7th. All right. October 7th, we'll see you again. So I lost my official poetry book. This is a draft from long ago.
You lost your book?
I misplaced it. I know where it is. It's in Cambridge somewhere, okay? So we're going to move along with a rough draft that's been cut to a five-minute tempo and about taking a new friend from France to a favorite restaurant called La Cantina. The names have been changed to protect the responsible. You ask me to take you to my favorite restaurant, having arrived from Paris just 2 days ago, and I know just the place for us to go. It is called the La Cantina. And when we get to the lobby, we are greeted by a hostess who is wearing a white low-cut ruffled blouse, falling off the shoulders with a tight-colored paneled skirt. And you wonder if the skirt was perhaps a parachute or a clown suit in its previous life. And this lovely hostess of the La Cantina seats us at a table which children have decorated with graffiti about Dora the Explorer. And we open the sticky menus decorated with black bean and tomato, and you think it's supposed to be 3D advertising. How revolutionary, you say. And being French, you don't know what to order. So you ask me to suggest something for you, and I pore over the menu, feeling the sudden pressure, because I want you to see what I love about this place. So I suggest the chimichanga, a giant deep-fried delight with lots of mystery meat inside and a layer of 1,000 cheeses. It must be 2,000 calories and weighs about 10 pounds, and it must be what one gains after eating one of these. And although I say I'm only kidding, you quickly say no, thank you. What else you say? And I tell you about the chili rellenos while I wonder who in this country can ever pronounce this word consistently correctly, especially after having taken my grandma here on her 85th birthday just for fun. And although I told her to read the L's like J's, I think grandma called them something like chicken relay jelenos. What else you say? Well, there's the chicken mole. Another pronunciation challenge for this country. Some people pronounce it chicken mole, and so they must think it's a combo plate of chicken and woodland rat, much like you'd order a lobster and a steak. And then I see you suddenly discolor, and you ask if they have crepes with chicken, or perhaps ramekins with cheese, or perhaps coca van. And I say, she'll have a chimichanga, and I tell you it's just like quiche. And while we wait for our meals to arrive, I decide to tell you more about the foods of Mexico and to prepare you for this culinary wonder and perhaps whet your taste buds. And I believe this literally happens as I tell you of the land of melted cheese in Mexico and how there can be the Monterey and cheddar and cheese from the jalapeno and cheese from the neighbor's goats and cheese of the mailman's monkey who rides along in a sack, and you look at me with horror and I tell you it's just a joke. But seriously, I tell you, these vegetables of heaven do dance in unison in the dishes there, waiting to be unveiled of skins and boiled or chopped and lovingly delivered into pots that splatter with oil and cilantro. And your usually relaxed French eyes explode as you grin from ear to ear as I tell you all the foods of Mexico and say you'd like all of these while you lick your lips, and I believe a drop of drool has actually fallen from your tongue down onto the table as you say, oh, pardon moi. And I know then you are totally in the moment of the La Cantina. And as if on cue, there arrives the mariachi band and they come and hover above us and tell us $5 for a favorite song of Mexico. And you clap your hands and ask for Mac the Knife. And they say, okay. And we wait and wait and wait until I find $5. And then wait and wait and wait. And they say it's $5 extra for a Bobby Darin tune. And so I gave them extra money as I realize I've spent more on this Mexican song than I will have spent on my Mexican entree. Which is when the food arrives, and it must be taste best when piping hot and you raise it to your lips. And although I tried to stop you, you insist on eating it scalding hot. And now you have a big burn mark on your mouth, but you muster up a smile and say it's really quite okay. In fact, it's even very tasty as you drink all four waters on the table and wait for your chimichanga to cool and then eat every single bite. And you tell me it was all delicious, and do they have apres dinner mints? And I offer you a fireball that they have in the candy dish, and you pop it in your mouth, and your eyes begin to grow larger than the plates upon the table. And you gag and spit the fireball out, projectile as it lands on top of someone else's chicken relay gelano. And as we drive home, you say you love the food of Mexico that they served at the La Cantina and ask if we can, s'il vous plaît, stop at the pharmacy. And after we buy you some Tums at the drugstore, you begin to release your stomach with your hands and say, with a little French smile, that was an interesting American experience. Where will we go to dine tomorrow? And then it is when I know that no matter where we go, nothing can hold a match or even a fireball to the dining adventure that you have just had at the La Cantina.
Wow.
Thank you, Steve. Woo!
Lordy, lordy.